Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Dawn's Divine Tutorial, Cultivating a Heart Attuned to God. And today's focus, giving the first 20 minutes of your day to God. In the stillness of dawn, there exists a sacred opportunity for transformation. A moment when the frenetic pace of life has yet to begin, and the quiet allows for a clarity of communication and communion with the divine. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4 paints a vivid picture of this daily divine appointment where there are not just hearers but active participants in a holy tutorial led by God Himself. It's in these early moments that we are shaped, instructed, and prepared to be vessels of comfort and strength to the world around us. Let's explore how dedicating the first 20 minutes of our day to God can profoundly influence our spiritual walk and our ability to hear His voice. Our springboard for today's discussion is Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. The Sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. Now, this scripture not only highlights the personal nature of God's communication with us, but also emphasizes the purpose behind it. The morning tutorial with God equips us with a well-instructed tongue, enabling us to speak life into the weariness of others. This divine exchange requires our active listening, a posture of receptiveness that is cultivated in the quiet of the morning. By starting our day focused on God, we open ourselves to His wisdom and guidance, becoming conduits of His grace and love throughout our day. Let's do a quick focus training. Number one, early rising. Commit to waking up early enough to ensure you have this uninterrupted time with God. This may require going to bed a bit earlier the night before. Number two, listening attentively. Begin your time with God in silence, allowing your mind and heart to be attuned to His voice. Practice listening not just for answers to your prayers, but for whatever God wishes to impart. Number three, scripture engagement. Delve into the Word, allowing scripture to speak into your life. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4 itself can be a starting point for meditation. And number four, prayerful dialogue. Engage in prayer, both speaking to God and pausing to listen. Present your day, your decisions, and your desires before Him, seeking His direction. Number five, journaling insights. Keep a journal of your thoughts, prayers, and any revelations received during this time. Writing down these insights can help reinforce what God is teaching you. Number six, worship and simplicity. Incorporate worship, whether through song, reading a psalm, or simply declaring God's attributes. Worship centers your heart on God's presence. And finally, number seven, reflective planning. End your time by reflecting on how God's morning instructions could be applied throughout your day. Ask for opportunities to use your well-instructed tongue to bless others. In conclusion, the discipline of starting your day in God's presence sets a spiritual rhythm that resonates throughout your day. It's a practice that not only deepens your relationship with God, but also enhances your ability to hear His voice and speak words of life to those around you. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4 reminds us that this morning ritual is a divine setup for your daily ministry, equipping us to be bearers of hope and encouragement. And today's call to action challenge yourself to dedicate the first 20 minutes of your morning to God using the focus training points above. Be mindful of how this shapes your day and your interactions with others. And today's question of the day, what difference does it make in your day when you start it with God? Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the gift of your presence each morning. Awaken us day by day to hear your voice, to receive your instruction, and to carry your words of life into our world. Help us to be diligent in this morning practice, that we might grow closer to you and be better equipped to serve those you place in our path. Amen. As we embrace the quiet of each morning with God, may we find ourselves transformed, better listeners, wiser speakers, and more attuned to the divine. Let this sacred time renew our spirits, guide our steps, and empower us to be vessels of God's unfailing love and mercy in a weary world.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myart2b.com. That's www.myart2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.